Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of Holy Spirit God moving and living and having his way as we submit to him in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that's dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now, talking about right now, beautiful souls, is the time to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words that are in the human language that can fully express our great joy, thanksgiving, and gratitude to his beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, introducing Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, as well as unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and yes, our beautiful gift of eternal life. He is our only hope and light. For this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. And we are living in the full power of Holy Spirit God. Blessings to you, beautiful people. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Y'all just sit back and watch and enjoy yourself, and you'll see for yourself. Fire the gospel experience. Will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual supplement from the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, verse 32, where we read the Apostle Paul during one of his many evangelistic journeys found himself in Greece, Lord have mercy, and where there are many mentors and philosophers and thinkers of that day were congregated at the Areopagus. After filling in the blanks that were missing in their lack of understanding with our Creator God, some listened, some disputed, and some were left wondering. As we share our testimony of the truth of God today in our lives, we also need to be prepared for those very same typical responses of yes, no, and maybe. And yet, we must always stay encouraged in God. Amen. We're going to be talking about yes, no, and maybe from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 32, a little bit later on in the broadcast. Later on in the broadcast, we're going to break it down and share what Holy Spirit God has given me to share with you as I continue to strive to understand and live this word of holy God Almighty. But my special guest is here. You're talking about a phenomenal woman that is doing great and mighty things for the Lord Jesus the Christ. I'm here to tell you, this young lady I've had the pleasure of knowing some years ago, but now is the time for our kingdom collaboration to fully more connect. She is owner at Tag Entertainment Group. She is vice president of operations of RAW Kind. I'm going to let her explain all of that. She's also co-owner and co-founder at C-Stage Radio, as well as owner at Tag Property Management. I've told y'all she's doing great and mighty things. She's also a member of HBCU, having studied at Prairie View A&M University. She's over here in the SWAC conference, because I'm broadcasting from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, UAPB. Golden Lions. Yeah, so we love what this woman of God is doing, none other than Timlyn Atkins. So, because she is here and she has been so profound in all of her achievements over there at Tag Entertainment Group and Tag Entertainment, you name it, I'm here to tell y'all we're going to do a Timlyn Atkins Tag Entertainment Group Showcase. Amen. So we're going to bring her special guest, going to be joining us a little bit later when I shine my artist spotlight on Woman of God, Trisha Alicia. And my God, we have some other music that she sent, and we're just going to showcase this Woman of God's beautiful work that she's doing over there at Tag Entertainment with a Tag Entertainment Showcase featuring my special guest, Woman of God, Timlyn Atkins, as well as special guest, Trisha Alicia, is going to be interviewing in my Shine Out of Spotlight. So we want y'all to sit back and relax. This is going to be another anointed, phenomenal show program by Holy Spirit God. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for blessing us, keeping us, covering us, restoring us, and making us everything that you created us to be even before we were born. We thank you now. And most of all, we thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctify, fire, fire, fire. Have your way, Holy Spirit God.
your boy Tony D, and I'm about to throw you back to the 90s.
Yes, yes, yes. We play music that takes you behind the veil and relaxes our days, not just our Sunday days of worship, but our days just in general. Every day should be a day where we take time out to just sit down, relax, take in the beauty and the blessings of God, just like we were blessed with man of God, Tony D, featuring woman of God, Monique Holmes, in a love song. God has demonstrated his great love for us in that the Father sent his Son to die for our sins. There is no greater love than when one person is willing to lay down his daily life as a sacrifice for the restoration, salvation, and redemption of others. And that is what our Jesus has done for us. So Tony D and Woman of God Monique Holmes have just said, look, we're going to reciprocate that love back to God, not only with just our lives and our Christian discipleship and living, but we're going to dedicate a song to our Jesus love song. Beautiful, beautiful song. Takes us to a mind of praise. My special guest is here. This woman of God, you heard me attempt to try to summarize some of the things that she has accomplished, and we know that her slate is full with future projects because God has already given her so many more things to do and have blessed her and those with her with amazing accomplishments with Tag Entertainment. So here we are, y'all. We are giving you all a Tag Entertainment Group showcase. Yes, because it's just so deserving. And it makes my job a little bit easier because I can bring on several of her artists whenever she has the opportunity. Maybe not this particular time, but next time we will try to give more live interviews as well as the recorded interviews that we're going to play for this Tag Entertainment showcase. Featuring none other than Woman of God, Timlyn Atkins. Without any further ado, introducing to some and presenting to everyone else, my special guest, Timlyn Atkins. Come on in the room, Woman of God. Come on in the room.
Hello.
Lord have mercy. Here you are,
what a
Woman
blessing.
Of God, Timlyn Atkins.
So whoa. Good to be here with you, Brother Ron. Finally.
Amen. Amen. We worked it all out. You know, the thing about it is that when individuals find their purpose in God, their calling, their destiny, and everything that's attached to that, we go to work. We get busy. There's not enough days in the week and enough hours in a day for us sometimes, but we're not complaining. We're just telling y'all we are just grateful to be fruitful to God. So, Woman of God, listen, why don't you take a few minutes and just introduce yourself from your humble beginnings. Why don't you start when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then we'll just cover the conversation as it flows from there.
All right, all right. I am so honored to be in your presence on the airwaves today, Brother Ron, and I appreciate you allowing myself and my company, Tag Entertainment Group, to take center stage of your show today. So if I were to start out and talk about my relationship and my walk with Christ, I can say I grew up in the church. My grandmother played a big part in having me at church each and every Sunday, all day Sunday. And, you know, at a very young age, when you're in church like that, sometimes you don't quite understand everything that there is and what's going on, you know, with church and the word and so forth. But you just love being in the presence of others like that. So I can't say that I fully understood that walk, but I always felt that it was a good place to be. Fast forward, being in and out of church as a youth and young adult, finally coming into, as I would say, where I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior in my, I would say, my late 20s. I really felt like that was the moment that I really felt like I got saved and really hummed in and wanted to understand the Word of God. I actually was thirsting after that, the word and understanding. So my spirit needed that. And I always say it happened at the right time. I had a young daughter. My daughter was young at that time. And, you know, I accepted Christ and began my journey of wanting to live that life, that righteous life, at the right time so that she could see that example. So I can truly say that was the best thing. I mean, absolutely, of course, the best thing that could have happened to me, because now my life is centered and based off of His word and His promises. And I can truly say He has not failed me.
Amen. That's our God now. You're talking about
a
God who never faithful, never lies, never sleeps or slumbers. Amen for that, because, boy, we sure need him on all those points. So, woman of God, your testimony sounds so familiar with so many of the saints of God, including yours truly, me personally. We don't know enough about life to know about that straight gate and the wide gate. We think that growing up means now I have so much freedom to do what I want. I don't have to follow my parents' rules. I'm finally out the house, and I know what to do, when really we knew very little, if at all, anything about life. And so God, in his grace, he allowed us to go just far enough for us to see that we can't just live any kind of way. We can't make any kind of decision. And then some of us got ourselves into a little bit of trouble where we said, you know what, I remember going to church when I was a little boy, when I was a little girl. The things that Papa and Mama taught me and told me about needing God. And then guess what?
Yes.
When we found out for ourselves, we didn't have to have no more evidence. We was convinced, and I heard you say that very same thing. Now,
Absolutely.
What was it like as a young woman growing up? Can you believe the things that are going on in our world today compared to when you first accepted Christ? Because I'm going to tell you, woman of God, Timlin, there are things going on right now that I promise you I would have never guessed or even imagined that are going on in our world, and then some of that stuff is even being legalized. How is your perspective on this world that we're living in as a Christian woman?
Well, I can say that definitely a lot has changed since I accepted Christ in my life. And what's going on currently in, as we say, in the world, in the state of the church in itself, it absolutely is just mind-boggling. The things that are going on, the things that are going on today, and you know, it's unfortunate that the youth that are coming up in this, and even young adults, and even myself, a lot of things that are happening now, we can't believe it, and some of it is being accepted. And, you know, we know it's not of God. We know a lot of it is based off of man and man's ego and preferences. And we have to study the word to be clear and know it for ourselves. But we do go to, as we say, the church building, and we are under leadership of pastors in order to lead us and to fill us with understanding of the word, and also to be with like-minded worshipers of his word. So I can say that it has been in the past years and in present sort of disappointing in the fact that it's moved from the word. Actually, the word is what we're given, and we're given those principles and to follow, versus you know, saying, you know, the prosperity side of it, a lot of motivational side of it. And that can be a turnoff, and that can also make a young babe in Christ not grow, and also stagnate us Christians that have been in the word, if we're truly following our leaders that are in the church.
One of the things that you spoke about is about our youth. Now, when you and I were growing up, there was a common respect for adults. There was a common respect for elders. There are just some things that we would not do. We would not contend. We would not try to raise up against them or anything like that. But this generation now that we're seeing, and the generations coming up, they are quick to try to debate with us and challenge us. It's like the respect for adults and authority has gone by the wayside in some respects, because a lot of this generation has bought the lie that we can do what we want to do, that the rules of the jungle apply, only the strong survive, and if that comes at the expense of somebody else, then so be it. So it's almost like the generation that we have to evangelize and tell Jesus about, they are a little bit more harder to reach because the devil's influence has overwhelmed them in television, in music, and entertainment. So it's almost like church is just something that they really don't see as necessary. How would you propose that? Of course, it's going to take Holy Spirit, God, the power of God. But what is it that woman of God, Timlin Atkins, and what you're doing over at Tag Entertainment, how have you created a strategic process to be able to make room for the younger generation to see that what we are doing for them is actually for their own soul's well-being, and we're not trying to necessarily impose religion on them, but we are actually concerned about them?
That's a great question and a great topic to bring up, Brother Ron. Today, as far as the entertainment industry goes, and then what you said as far as where the youth is and where their direction is today, no, it is definitely not the way that we were raised and how we interacted with our elders and showing respect. I feel that with the way that the world is as far as with the laws and then also some of the parenting that is out there, and then some of the leadership that's out there as well, has not made it where it is an environment conducive to the youth really, in a sense, respecting us, also being able to express themselves, and also adding on top of that what the word says. So when it's not about being friends with the youth, but it is about listening to them and showing them how the word is very valuable in their lives. So when you don't have leadership that is about that, and you don't have the homes and families that are centered around that, then we see a lot of lost youth in the world today. When you speak of, ask me about what Tag Entertainment Group is wanting to present to the youth out there that are part of the entertainment industry, I can say that from the beginning, when God birthed this into me, this company, and knowing my love for the entertainment industry, I know that what he gave me was a spirit of, you can love the whole entertainment industry, but you have to continuously let your light shine. You have to do business with integrity. You have to let others see that just because you're a part of this doesn't mean that you don't love Christ, which I do.
Okay.
I love and respect the great talents and gifts that God has bestowed on so many. And so when it comes to the youth, it's not about me stifling their expression. It is about me guiding when I'm presented the opportunity that, okay, so if I'm in charge of your public relations and your promotions and how you're seen out there, it's about me saying, okay, we're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world, which means that the things that you do and that you're presenting out here does not have to exactly look like the world, but your content and how you present it can still have the same effect. So it's like you can express yourself, but there is a way of doing it and keeping within God's word. So I'm not about stifling what gifts God has given them and them being creative, but I am about continuously letting my light shine and be an example unto them so that they will respect my word as I'm guiding them and guiding their career.
And see, that's the most important thing, because one of the things that I've noticed, Lady Timberland, is that when we're passing certain youth, they don't even look up or look our way. They don't even expect us to speak. That's how much of a barrier exists between generations. I break the silence. I speak, hey, bro, what's going on? How you doing? And they're shocked. But I can tell that there's a sense of pleasing that I can sense from them, that I was willing to reach out and break the silence. All I did is just pass by and spoke. But what I do understand is that they felt my vibe. How y'all doing?
Yes.
Doing all right? They felt that warm, friendly vibe. And see, we need to, in any way we can, because it takes a village to raise these children of ours. It takes every one of us. I don't care if your children are grown or whatever the case may be. We all can contribute to the well-being of our elders. for those that are handicapped in some way and need our assistance, as well as for the youth and, of course, for the babies. That's our responsibility as a people. So, woman of God, what I've done is, and I'm going to suggest this to everybody that's older than 35, I didn't forget what I felt like when I was a teenager. That teenager is still running up and down in me because I kept that part of me alive. What you say to that woman,
yes,
God?
I say that that's great. I say that that's great. I say that that's awesome because not only does it keep you in a youthful mentality, and it also, to me, longevity of you also physically, because you want to match how you feel and how you think.
Yeah.
And when you say that, you're able to, when you remember where you come from and that we've all been in different ages, that we can connect with the youth on those levels and remember that we can show them grace. We can show them grace in the sense that we had the opportunity to mature and to learn different things and to get out of a space where we were walking in that immaturity level, right? So we can come by remembering those things, remembering how we were, remembering how things were tough, remember the things that we lacked and didn't have, the understanding, the wisdom, or maybe even people in our lives who only understood at a certain level and couldn't give it to us on the levels that we needed at that time. But we made it through. Remembering how did we make it through? You know, how did we make it through? Who are the people that we connected to? There are different people other than our family members that connected with us, that imparted great wisdom in us and helped us at those ages. So I can come out here and I can do as you and speak to the youth and say hello, even when I know they don't want to speak. I can be at a store. They may not, like you say, give you the eye contact. I may feel in my spirit that they're just having a great day. I might give them a compliment. Now, if some may say thank you and it may bring a smile to their faces, some may not. Uh-huh. But I'm going to say, hello, how are you? You know, how are you today? You know, so it's about just really connecting with the youth today. There are some that are so misguided out here, you know, that don't have that support in or out of their homes. So just a brief connection with you. And we do speak, God does speak about us, connecting us to the right people. And I pray that he connects me along my path with the right people who need something from me. So if it's just that brief moment, I'm doing my part by just even speaking and giving a smile. It's nothing wrong with that. They don't have, if they don't say anything, okay, so be it. But I'm going to do what God has imparted in me and what I would like to give off to someone. You know, if I was in their shoes, would I have liked someone to say hello to me? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I would have.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to tell you something. What that does for me, Lady Timlin, is it keeps me from being harsh and judgmental with generations that come from behind me. Because every generation is going to have their own identity, regardless of whether you and I approve of it or not. It's their generation. They're going by what their peer pressure social group has created. And a lot of that comes from entertainment. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't care what generation I would have been born in, I'm not walking around with my pants hanging off my butt. I'm going to go get me a belt because I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I ain't being judgmental hard on them. But for me, for you to keep pulling your pants up with no belt, knowing as soon as you take your hands off your belt, it's going right back down. I can't do it. And then I don't want nobody seeing my underwear. So there's just something. I'm just going to let them do it. I'm glad they enjoy doing it. And listen, here's the thing. And this is why I brought you in here, Lady Timlin, so that you can bring your fresh, vibrant spirit and what you do in Tag Entertainment Group to this part of Gospel Smith. Because you and I both know that once we have had enough of the taste of the things that are not directly connected to God, we are never, ever, never going back. You don't believe us? Ask Survivor Q featuring Kid Lee. We ain't never going back.
Yes.
See, I'm the type that really flow and back it up. My life got blessings. I ain't never claiming luck. Quite far. all the ones that's changing up. I've been exchanging conversations, all relations going up. I want them blacking out, the crashing out, the calling out his name now. Verses in my head, I got a cross that's on my chain now. I just show him the loving in them, but I be tested, it be so hard to walk away. The drama trying to suffocate me. Lately I've been plainly showing faith, that's another way he using me as examples, using me bigger greatly. I fall short, already know that. Talking to God, I'm trying to ask him where to hold at. No excuses, I can't go back. I had to throw the deuces at what I used to want so bad. I ain't playing no tag, cause I'm already in, I've been the one. Real disciple, selfish in the bed, selfish in the
front. I was on sides, now I'm on a mission. Had to switch sides on the opposition, and that's that. And I ain't never going back, no, I ain't never going back. I've been on a whole new level, but first I had to get the ropes of darkness on me. And I ain't never going back,
talking about nothing, I ain't living. What's living if I gotta sell my soul just to get it? Whatever he got for me, I receive gladly. Know some people with a lot of money stressing badly. That money is a means to an end. I'm satisfied in Christ and my life never end. West Coast rapper, kingdom big stepper. Follow y'all's way, no, not y'all way. Hey, the lifestyle you can check if you wanna. Far from being perfect, but I practice what I preach. Unashamed like Reese, I'm really living in peace. Walking in the spirit so that sin is out of reach. My life been marked by God's favor. Thankful for the blessings, but the later get greater. Seek first, everything fall in place. All about his righteousness, come get a taste.
I was on sides, now I'm on a mission. Had to switch sides on the opposition. And that's that. And I ain't never going back. No, I ain't never going back. I've been on a whole new level. But first I had to get the ropes of darkness on me.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, fire, fire. The Gospel Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. This is not just radio. No, this is a calling and an assignment and a destiny that God has given me the great privilege to oversee. That's why I am excited to include all of you anointed people of God that are gospel artists, ministers, preachers, teachers, because we are on a commission to go into all the different parts of the world, where you are in your home, where you are in your neighborhood, your city, your state, wherever God allows you to set foot and travel, be sure and take the light of Christ with you. And with every opportunity, share your testimony, because don't you know that those are the times that are appointed by God for you to speak a testimony that you can qualify to speak because of what you've been through, and more importantly, what God has brought you through. We are here with my special guest, woman of God, Timothy Act, and we are just been blessed by Survivor Q featuring Kid Lee, Never Going Back. That's a beautiful thing,
yeah.
Because I love how Tag Entertainment, I love how you promote gospel artists of different genres, because see, we can't be stuck up about what we choose to allow in the house of God to the point where we shut the door on someone that was intended to be a blessing, because no, we're not going to turn the church house into the clubhouse. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because if you want club music and you want a soul train dance and all that, you can go to the club and do that. This is a place that is provided for the sanctity and sanctuary of Almighty God, which he requires holiness. So, woman of God, how is it that you find selectivity and being okay with the different genres and realizing that you have to use spiritual discretion to be able to say, you know what, I didn't really hear the message of Christ in there. That was a little bit too much like the club. And can you explain that process to us? Because we do want the younger generations to bring who they are in Christ, because we're not going to be here forever. If you say, hey, I don't like that, that sounds too trashy, too messy, guess what? The Lord is going to call us one day, and we're not even going to be there, and they're going to take over the church whether we like it or not, because we ain't going to be here. How do you process what you do and keep the balance on sanctity and freedom for those that are coming in?
Well, just off the bat, I would say is because I love music, and I love a lot of genres of music that have a special message to it, or it's just very inspirational. But I am truly a lover of good music. When it comes to me deciding the type of artist that I would like to represent or that I even support, because I have a syndicated segment, Independent Connection, where I do highlight, I feature and highlight independent artists across the globe. And so when I'm looking for that artist to support outside of who is on my roster or even who I bring in on my roster, it definitely has to originate with what I feel the message is conveying. If the message is conveying the love of Christ and his word, and then your love of people and bringing on positive messages for the people out here, and then on top of that is produced very well, and that you're out here just wanting to spread the word of the goodness of God, and on top of that, just like I stated, just the love of people. So when I'm going through and I'm listening to music, or I'm even following an artist on social media to see if they are someone who I want to feature, that's exactly what I bring into play. I'm looking to see what message is being brought, what message are you trying to share, and does it reflect throughout your social media that's who you are. So is your music true to who you are? For is another thing that I, you know, put into play when I'm choosing an artist to support or to bring onto my roster. So I have to believe in what you're saying. I have to feel that others out here will also be connected to it. And it's like I said, it's just what you put into it, the quality, the effort, and what are you doing for yourself out here? So it's all about that positive state that you're in. So it's not even really about, you know, we say there's Christian hip hop, there's gospel, there's quartet, there's so many different genres. But just because a song is in a certain genre, it still doesn't mean that it's the type of song that you want to support. And is that artist really showing you that is, you know, their walk? So I only know your walk by what you put out there. So if it's not matching up, then I don't think that I can support that, because that's what you're putting out there for me to match with your song, with your music. So not being as judgmental, but you do want to make it match up. And I do want to see that your focus is on the genre that you're saying or the music that you're inspiring others with.
Yeah, and I don't know if people that are desirous to succeed understand that we, the people of God that are connected with this particular vein of the body of Christ, radio, music, and recording, we have certain spiritual discernments where we can very easily vibe if someone is too anxious. If I got somebody that's calling me, messaging me, that's such a turnoff, because you moving too fast, you're too anxious, you know what I'm saying? And that makes me feel like it's all about you. It's all about you. It's never about you. I'm glad you said no and understand what your motivation is. Why are you doing this? Because if you never win a Stellar, which you probably won't, but God bless you, I hope you do. You never win a Grammy. Oh, boy. You never win a Dove. If you never get those things that you believe are the things that will say, hey, I'm successful, I've made it, I signed a contract, I'm ready to start singing with B.B. Winans, I'm ready to start singing with Kirk Franklin and everybody else. You know what? I heard somebody say the grass, we say the grass is always green on the other side, but it's still got to be mowed. So let us be truthful and understanding in what it is we do. Now, when we say this, Lady Timna, we're not just talking about gospel artists. whatever your calling is in the body of Christ. Be content,
yes,
like the Apostle Paul said. He said, I know how to be with, I know how to be without. I know how to be full, I know how to be lean. I'm just here,
yes,
because God has blessed me to the point where I'm good. And that's not based,
yes,
on my circumstances. So, woman of God,
exactly,
I am so encouraged by how you do what you do. Can you share with us some of your basic principles for success that you know has opened the door for God to bless you in so many ways so that we can follow your pattern and be blessed as well?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The number one thing is doing things decent and in order. I say this all the time.
Uh-oh.
I've been saying it ever since I came into the existence of Tag Entertainment Group. It's something, it's a word that I stand on. 1 Corinthians 14:40, doing things decent in order. I tell all the artists, mm-hmm, that I work with, that is a number one thing for me, a number one rule. It keeps you in line with the purpose of God,
mm-hmm,
what your plan is, and us staying,
yeah,
in order and on track with the things that we do and that we want to accomplish. So I don't just,
mm-hmm,
speak it and give it to an artist. Like, that's how I live when I'm doing my business. You have to be decent and in order. There shouldn't,
amen,
be chaos and confusion. And when it is there, it's time for me to part ways, because that is,
amen,
not,
amen,
how I want to operate. I don't want to operate out of the order and the will of God. It doesn't matter what genre of music. It doesn't matter what area of the entertainment industry or in the types
you
of businesses that I work in. It's in order to be successful, you must be decent and in order. Secondly, the principle that I stand on with my company is together we win. And I wholeheartedly believe in together we win in all aspects of life. When you work together and you are all trying to achieve a goal or success, or it could even be in relationships, it does not matter. Together we win. So if we're all working together for our common goals and what we want to achieve, it will work. And that, like I said, that's exactly what I stand on. Those are my two main principles as far as business goes. And really believing in God's word, that what I said to him, I prayed to him, I declared within him that this is what I want my territory to look like. This is what I want, I would like to accomplish. These are the people that I want to reach, not just necessarily the people that I want to reach, but the people you want me to reach. So allow me to walk in your word and believe in what I've declared and prayed about, that you're going to allow the right people to cross my path, and that those are the people that are assigned to me for me to help along their journey, no matter what facet of in life that's a part of. So I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yes.
That's what makes me do what I do with Tag Entertainment Group.
And I believe you believe that, and I believe it. So, woman of God, I'm going to say this too, because what you said is so profound and so impactful, because what God is looking for in us, as well as the watching world around us, when we make the announcement that we are disciples, that means we live a disciplined life according to the word of God, as demonstrated by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The world is watching us too. So what we need to do is have a genuine authenticity. We need to live the life before people, because that's really what it's all about. And when we go back to the original man and woman, our original created father and mother, they had no clothes on. And that was symbolic of God wants us to present our naked selves, because he already knows it. It's not you informing God about something. It's you removing any impediments that could interfere with full and fruitful relationship with God. He wants us to come clean. He He wants to bring our naked whole selves as we are. You can tell God, God, I don't like this. God, this don't feel good. God, I don't want to do this. But God, I trust you. So like the man that had the son who had a spirit that threw him in the water, trying to drown him, and threw him in the fire, trying to burn him, and held his tongue, and he couldn't speak right. He told Jesus, he said, look, God, I believe you. He said, I have faith. He said, but help my unbelief. I believe, help my unbelief.
Yes.
So if there's anything that's lacking, God wants us to just bring it and then watch him work and watch him do what he do. You're tuned in to Fire Gospel Experience, and we are here with Woman of God, Timna Atkins, on a Tag Entertainment Showcase. And she brought some people here, and we're going to shine the spotlight on this amazing woman of God that is here in my Shine Out of Spotlight. Yeah, she's with Tag Entertainment Group, and you can be too if that is your desire. We're going to give you some information so that you, gospel artist, musician, quartet, band, urban, speechologist, whatever it is you in the body of Christ, if it's in music, this might be the person, this might be the entertainment group, the mentorship that you've been looking for. Because just like Woman of God, Trisha Alicia found out, Tag Entertainment is doing some great things for her. And she is so grateful that God Almighty is always with her. Thank you, God, for watching over us all.
When perfect calls my name, I'll go, 'cause you're with me.
I'm
let go, never let go. Our God, you are always with us. One of the most greatest, precious promises that he gave is that he said he will never leave us, that he'll never forsake us. And that woman of God, Tricia Alicia, Lord Jesus, she just moved right
beautiful.
In into the spirit yes. of this flow, of this conversation. And
yes.
we had this
yes.
woman of God in the wing. I was just back there talking to her, pumping her up, getting her all ready, and it didn't take much because she's ready. So listen,
she's already ready.
Ado, I'm excited to have woman of God in my shine out of spotlight, Tricia Alicia. Come on in the room, child. You just blessed us. You just sang us happy. Woo! That sweet spirit. Welcome, Tricia Alicia, to Fire the Gospel Experience. Welcome,
thank
my dear
you,
sister.
Thank you so
How you
much.
Doing?
I am well. I cannot complain.
Well, it ain't going to do no
How are
good.
You?
All it's going to do is just give God something to fix for you.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I have you. I have your mentor. I have your sister in Christ. I have the woman that is looking out for your ministry. And Timlin Atkins, that we were just
yes.
talking about some things that we were talking
yes.
about as God moved in our spirit. And I have you now in my shine out of spotlight. What I want you to do, woman of God, is shine. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Why you accepted Jesus Christ at whatever point in life you made that decision, and why you have fell in so much love with Jesus that you have committed your life to a gospel music ministry. Why did you accept Jesus Christ, first of all? Tell us that part.
So I was raised in a Christian family, and my mom and parents exposed us to all of the things that you would expect you get exposed to being a child growing up in church, whether it's junior usher board ministry or just the various things. And that was a great foundation. But my mom always said, you know, you have to grow up and have your own salvation, because I can't stand before God for you. So when you leave this house, you know, you're going to have to stand on what I taught you. And whatever that is, like you guys were talking about earlier, the fruit is going to come out. Whatever that root is, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
And as I got to college and started to learn about other religions and other ways of doing life, other normals, it was really an exploration. I had to figure out, like, okay, well, I know that this is what I was exposed to, but do I believe it? Is it what makes sense for me? And as I started to, as they say, walk a little bit, and the trials and the tests and the temptations came, I kept going back to what I was taught and what I learned. And the good thing for me in my background that I loved is that it was not just an emotional experience. Yes, I had the you know, emotional aspect of church and, you know, the good preaching word, but it was like an actual lived experience with God, like looking at the scripture and understanding, like, oh no, Jesus was a real person that existed, and now he is a whole being that lives inside of me. That level of connection to Jesus, the person, Jesus, the man, God, the Holy Spirit, all of that coming alive was where I was like, you know what? All right. Yeah, this is the way I want to live my life. And then, like I said, when you have a couple, because life, you don't need a lot of life experience to feel like, man, I'm up against it, because life is going to life. So, you know, when that started to happen, it was like, how the song says, on Christ the solid rock, like that was the only unmovable, unshakable thing. And for me, the final bit is what I'll say is this. I feel like I have multiple testimonies, multiple times where I feel like I got to know God on another new level. And I was like, man, I feel like I'm saved all over again, because this trial rocked me to my core, or this situation, you know, moved me in a way that I hadn't been moved before. And so now I have a whole new testimony and a whole new way of experiencing God that I wouldn't have had before. You know, the song says, if I wouldn't have been hungry, I wouldn't have known he was food, or if I wouldn't have been in need, I wouldn't have known he was a provider. So it's things like that where it reinforces the relationship, and it reinforces the choice to choose God, because he's a living Savior, he's active, he's present, and it's like, yeah, this is the way that I need to go.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Woman of God, Timlin said that you come ready, that you come full. You wasn't joking, Lady Timlin. I see what you're saying.
Okay, yes, yes.
How long have you been singing gospel music, Lady Tricia?
Under, I guess, my own name, it's been about 5 years, 6 years. But I've been singing it my whole life because, like I said, I grew up in church, and so I feel like my whole life I've been singing hymns, some form where if I'm driving on the car, if I'm driving down the road in the car, something will come up and I have like a little nugget, a little tune to come back to.
Amen. So you was that little girl that used the hairbrush for a microphone?
I won't say that I did, but I won't say that I didn't. No, I'm just joking. I did. The hairbrush, the remote, anything.
Yeah.
I was shy growing up, so I was never out front in church. But when I got home, I would pretend I was like my favorite, you know, church soloist who was singing the people down on Sunday.
Amen. Now, speaking of that, can you name some of the people that you admired that really motivated you, that inspired you to go ahead on your own journey of gospel music singing? Who kind of influenced you and gave you that positive vibe, that stroke to move forward and say, hey, you know what? I believe God can move in my life just like so-and-so and so-and-so. Do you have any particular favorites out there?
I do. It was a deaconess in my old church, Deaconess Bain, and Deaconess Bain was not a great singer, and I'm sure only people who went to that church would know who I'm talking about, but she was one of those people that is, no matter where you saw her, her as they say, her yes is yes and her no is no. And that just distinction of I am who God called me to be. So when I was in the world, I started the party. So when I get to church, I'm turning it up right here. And this is my light, and this is the way I do it. You don't have to like the way I do it, but this is the way God made me. And she would always encourage us to just be who you are. So if it's to write, if it's to sing, if it's, like I said, to be on the usher board, whatever that is, do it in the full conviction of who God created you to be. And so as I was kind of trying to figure out where I wanted to go and how I wanted to move throughout, I guess, my professional life, I always remembered her and just her level of presence. You know, you don't meet a lot of people who, when they were one way in the world, they were the same way in Christ, and you can see it. You know, sometimes people shape shift a little bit when they become Christians. They feel like they have to be however their models of faith are, and they have to move in that direction. Like, oh, I want to be like the pastor, or oh, I want to be like my grandmother or my grandfather. Not realizing that, like, God just created us uniquely and distinctly, and that flavor is what you need. Not a rebirth of whoever you're looking up to. Not that it's wrong to look up to people,
Amen.
But. She was one of the people that I was like, oh, I know you got busy before you met the Lord, because you are busy right now in a good way.
Amen. And what I like about what you just said is that she may not have had the eloquent singing voice that we can compare with other singing voices, but she had a living vibration that kept her in your memory to this very day. That lets me know that the spirit of this sister that you were talking about still resides within you, which is just as great, if not greater, than her having that melodic voice. Because when you have been touched by the Spirit of God, you are born again. And that rebirth brings out the very best in all of us, woman of God. And I understand that you know that God is the promise keeper. I think you and Canton Jones got something to say about that, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, we're going to see what you got to say about the promises that you all are singing about right here on this Fire Gospel Experience as we continue on with our tag Entertainment Showcase. Amen.
I can't forget the promises of change, and the promise to be loose from the simple life in chains. Manny told me he's a quarter, then he made it into wine. What's the first actor in history to give back facts the blind didn't? Major in optometry, but he can clear your vision. See, he's the one I run to when the soul of life is facing me. Won't burn, stop, sway, quit, fold, bend, break. Pause, know that I've let go, fire burning in my soul.
Shine, let it shine, woman of God, Trisha Alicia here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Let her light shine. You go ahead on with your sage, sanctified self. That's what we're talking about right here. Woman of God, now, I'm looking forward to Woman of God, Timlin Atkin, sharing some things with you about you that she probably have not shared before. Lady Timlin Atkins, is there anything special that you want to share with this woman of God, Trisha Alicia, about her gifts, her talent, and her calling in gospel music ministry? Anything at all, go right ahead and bless her.
All right. Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak upon Trisha Alicia, recording artist. I am just super excited that God allowed our paths to cross and that we were finally able to connect and come together to work and to work on, first of all, this new project that she has coming up, and also what she has currently now, her new single, Promises Remix with Canton Jones. What I can say about Trisha Alicia, just based off of being able to work with so many different artists in the past and supporting in the past and also supporting current artists now, is that I absolutely love her energy. I love your vibe. I love your love for music, for Christ, and just being the person that you are, being an example to the youth out here. And working with you is definitely not hard. It is truly a blessing. And there are so many things that God has in store for Trisha, and that Trisha has either birthed or has seen, but there's a lot that she has not yet seen or that's a part of her journey yet. I wholeheartedly believe that. And so the journey that we're on together, Trisha, just publicly saying, I am just so honored to work with you. And I'm just looking forward to all that God has in store for us together to bring to life, not only just the things mm-hmm. that he's promised you and that your desires are, but also for Tag Entertainment Group, because you make me and you make Tag Entertainment Group look good.
Girl, you better Yay. Cut it out. You're going to make me go and get some tissue, girl. You better cut it out.
Oh, it's That's real. So it's
special.
Real.
That's so special. Amen.
Lady Trisha Alicia, we appreciate your versatility, your singing gift and talent. Do you do any type of writing at all? Do you play any type of instruments at all? We want to appreciate all that God has given you to do and blessed you with.
I do write. My grandmother was a published poet, so that's where I first understood that writing could actually be a whole entire thing. So as a kid, Amen. I remember her writing poems, and then that led me to write all different things, short stories and things like that. My predominant way that I write now is through songwriting, and I'll do like blogs and things like that, and poetry and spoken word. I played the saxophone growing up, and I play a little guitar, so I do play instruments as well.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I can appreciate the work that you ladies are doing in Christ. It is people like yourself that are holding down the fort, that are being that light, like your song said, Promises with Kenton Jones. Let it shine, ladies. Continue to let it shine. And I promise you, yes. God has more in store for you. Lady Timlin, what I want you to do is to share with the listening audience how you can be reached, how you can be contacted for ministry purposes, how aspiring gospel artists and musicians might want to get in touch with you to benefit from Tag Entertainment Group and your mentorship and your wisdom and knowledge in the music industry, and as well as any social media contact, whatever you have. And, of course, then, Lady Trisha, I want you to do the same, your social media contact. Lady Timlin will be able to share information for those listening to this broadcast. They may want to come, want you to come to a church event, a Women's Day, a revival, or whatever the event may be. Lady Timlin, go ahead and share that information. And then, Lady Trisha, before you leave, I want you to show all your social media contact. And, of course, then any final words of encouragement that both of you ladies may have. Lady Timlin, how can you be contacted? Okay. How can people reach you?
Okay, very simple. Email is tagentertainmentgroup@gmail.com. Verbally would be area code 615-930-8165. My social media, follow me at Tag Entertainment Group. Send me messages. That is on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter/X is what it's called now. It's also Tag Entertainment Group. So I'm very easy to find, very easy to drop me a message, and I'll get back with you. So that's how you connect with me.
Amen. Amen. Lady Trisha, would you like to share all of your social media contact and any final words of encouragement that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm on social media under I Am Trisha Alicia, I-A-M, Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A. So I Am Trisha Alicia. That's on all social media platforms. My website is TrishaAlicia.com, same spelling, T-R-I-S-H-A-A-L-I-C-I-A. My music can be found on all digital streaming platforms, so Pandora, Spotify, Tidal, all of the places. And that's the easiest way to get in contact with me, to request for me to come someplace. You also can go through Tag Entertainment. You can just email tagentertainmentgroup@gmail.com. So it's a lot of ways. We try to make it very easy just because everybody doesn't have all the things, but we have all the things to help that contact and communication happen. The final thing that I would say to people who are listening is that I feel like in 2024, there are a lot of, obviously it's the top of the year, but there are a lot of ways where we can be intentional about how we exercise the gifts that God has given us. And as mm-hmm. we use those gifts fully, we have to remember that it's not necessarily just about our gifts going. Like, there's a saying that says the church of yesterday is the church of today, and the church of tomorrow will be the church of the future. Like, we are always building God's kingdom. So even if you're walking down the street and you feel moved to do something, like God is impressing something on your heart, like, lean into that. Lean into letting your light shine, because sometimes that's the only Bible that people see.
Yes. Amen. I was just ringing my bells because you hit a nerve right there, child. You sure enough told the truth right there. Lady, I bless you in the name of Jesus. You all are beautiful in spirit of God in the work that you're doing. I'm committed to continue to support you and pray for you just because it's in my spirit and I feel it's right. And I know God has his hands of favor and blessings on your life. I'm going to tell y'all, like a woman, woman of God that I just recently interviewed, the Archduchess of Divinity, she said, I'm highly flavored and highly favored. Now, y'all can use that. She gave me
like
y'all
that.
Permission.
All right.
I'm highly flavored and favorite. And I told people I was going to tell them that. It was the Archduchess of Divinity.
Yes.
She was my special guest a little while ago. She's on Facebook, too. She has an amazing, amazing story as well. So, Lady Timmy, you may want to get in touch with Archduchess of Divinity and just see what collaboration take place, if any at all. I love y'all in Jesus.
Absolutely.
Ain't nothing y'all can do about it. So y'all might as well love me back. I'm praying for y'all. Y'all might as well pray for me back because I'm going to do it anyway. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Listen,
thank you.
Anytime y'all ready to come back, if I take too long, y'all get in touch with me and say, Brother Ron, I got that burning in my spirit, and I'm looking forward to coming back, and we would love to have you back. Amen.
Amen. We appreciate you.
Amen.
Bless you in Jesus. My special guest, woman of God, Timlin Atkins, as well as In My Shine, Out of Spotlight, Trisha Alicia, y'all, they set the whole joint on fire. Yes, they do. Hey, thank y'all. They blessed me so much. I got some more music from Woman of God, Alicia. And she is going to bless us. I'm trying to tell you, she ain't finished. She got some more things that she want to bless us with. And that artist spotlight is going to continue to shine on her as well as on YouTube. We are here to bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. We are here to thank you, dear God, for all of these beautiful people that you send our way to be a blessing for Lord Jesus. We can't thank you enough, but we sure gonna try. We ain't gonna let that be the story because, like Woman of God, Trisha Alicia is about to say, you do so many great things. We can't keep count, but we're gonna praise you anyway.
With the Trinity, 'cause you've done great things, great things for me, great things for me.
Great things is what our God does. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you so much, woman of God, Tricia Lee. God has got some great things in store for you, woman of God. You just keep on doing what you're doing. You just continue to stay in the company that you're in, and God is going to bless your sanctified socks off. Here's man of God, Daniel Atkins, because when we get in alignment with the truth, and the power and the favor of God, we'll be singing like man of God, David Atkins. So good, so God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You broke the chains that were holding me. How you loosed the shackles that you set me free. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for being so God. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for being so God.
How you broke the chain.
thank you, dear God. We just can't thank you enough, but we sure gonna try. Sounds of man of God, Daniel Atkins, right here on this fire gospel experience. So good. So God, because there's no one else like you, Lord. We give you praise.
Greetings. I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial-free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
Lion's Den. need you to do it.
Yes, Lord, Zion Messengers right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. If you went to church this morning, guess what? I just took you back to church. Stay with me, Lord. Don't you ever leave me, and he never will, because he put his own word of promise on that. If you just keep the faith, he's already right there with you. We are embracing for your spiritual aptitude and intuitiveness from the book of Acts, the 17th chapter of the book of Acts. Verse 32 will be our scripture of focus as I share a message that I pray, hope, and believe will encourage you in one way, shape, form, or another. That word of God says, from the King James Version, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. Amen. Talking about yes, no, and maybe, because those are the three choices that inevitably will determine how our lives will be lived, because based upon those three choices will be the response that you'll get from God. And then you will get an eternal response from God on where will be your final resting place. But I'm here to tell you right now, if you don't let God into your life right now and accept Jesus Christ your personal Savior, your eternal home will be far from a place of rest according to the scriptures. Now, one of the absolute greatest freedoms that God gave to mankind was the ability to express our own free will. Amen. I'm going to say that again. One of the greatest freedoms that we were blessed to have that God gave us, mankind, was the ability to express our own free will. But with this great gift of freedom comes the equally great reciprocation of responsibility. Those two entities ride together like day and night, like peanut butter and jelly. Yes, just like mustard and ketchup. What many fail to realize in our modern days and times is the importance of accepting those universal elements created by God. That's mankind's freedom, and free will cannot separate. Mankind's freedom, mankind's free will cannot separate the fact that it is of importance of accepting those universal elements are created by God. Your freedom and your free will. That's the gift of God. As the Apostle Paul awaited his traveling companions to arrive for their evangelistic reunion, Paul was customarily drawn to the gathering places where he could proclaim his faith in our Lord Jesus as the prophetically declared Savior, Messiah, and Redeemer of mankind back to God. Acts 17 and 22 says, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. Verse 23, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God. whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. Paul wisely used those items around them as sacred and began to speak to them those truths that were unknown to their wandering minds. We as Christians should speak confidently on those things that we see around us, and then apply the powerful truth of the Word of God as we are being led by Holy Spirit God. Acts 17 and 24 says, God that made the world and all things therein, says the Apostle Paul, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Verse 25, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Amen. Paul began his preface by acknowledging Almighty God in his prominent and rightful place of dignity and honor. This powerful statement gives proper credence and balanced understanding of the true nature of the existence between God and man. How much greater God is than his creation of mankind. And this will always be, any thoughts and theories of evolution notwithstanding. Verse 26 says, Paul speaking, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. One of the greatest divisions between mankind's established religion is how we all want to exclusively make God in our image to our own preferential distinction. We want God to be more aligned with our own ethnicity, assuming there will be more inclined favor bestowed upon those selected groups. For instance, we in the African-American born community misinterpret the scripture of Revelation 1 and 14 that says, the hair of his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. And the pronouncement that his hair was like wool, oh, so incorrect. And I've heard many very well-known and prominent pastors and leaders make this same mistake. But what does the scripture actually say? Revelation 1 and 14, as I repeat it, it says the hair on his hair was white like wool, as white as snow. Now, white representing the signs of an aged elder with much wisdom from their years. And God being the wisest of the wisest that ever was and ever will be, not like the wool of an afro. That's not what the scripture says. It is not referring to the context of the hair. It's referring to the color of the hair, which is symbolic of an elder, which the emphasis is on the whiteness of the wool and not the wool itself, because it says as white as snow. It didn't say as kinky as a fro. It says as white as snow. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and yes, we're talking about yes, no, and maybe right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And here is woman of God, Tammy McCann, letting us know how in the world she got over Lord Jesus.
I'll tell you sometime, I don't know how I got this far. I don't know how it brought me, and it taught me. Yes, Lord, how I got over. How did I make it over? You you know my soul. Look back and wonder how I got over love. How did I make it over? You know my soul. As soon as I can see Jesus, the man that died for me, the man that bled and suffered, he hung on Calvary, and I want to thank him for what he taught me, thank God for how he brought me, thank him for how he kept me. He never, never left me. And I'm gonna thank God for time religion. Thank him for giving me vision. I sing in his gospel choir. I'm gonna shout and love his child. And I'm gonna thank God for around his own. I'll shout my trouble over. I wanna thank God for all.
Yes, Lord, he did that. He did just that. And that's how. And that's the only way how I was able to get over. Thank you, woman of God, Tammy McCann. Thank you, man of God, Gerard Holmes, for sending that anointed gospel music. I had to break out my gospel vault because I had some music sitting in there. I was like, Lord Jesus, let me pull this out the vault and bless the people of God. We are discussing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, and verse 32 was our scripture of significance that we started with. But we have pressed on and we have been discussing further down where verse 27 of Acts 17 says that thou should seek the Lord, as Apostle Paul is speaking on Mars Hill and to the group at the Areopagus. That if you should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Verse 28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Amen. The Apostle Paul declared that the invisible God is everywhere and obtainable by faith and not by sight. Sight is limited by its own abilities and lack of parameters, where faith has a scale of radiance that is only as limited as the individual believer chooses. Acts 17 and 30 says, and the times of this ignorance God winked at. Yeah, he winked. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained. Y'all know who the man is. Yes, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him, our Lord Jesus, from the dead. Verse 32, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. And others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. And then finally, verse 34 says, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Diosthenes and Areopagite and a woman named Demarius, and others with them. Some mocked, no. Others delayed decision, maybe. But some believed, yes, yes. Like Paul, we must allow Holy Spirit God to lead us in our evangelistic endeavors. And we must be prepared for whatever the responses may be, and then pray for whatever those responses may be. This may not yet be the time for those who have would believe to believe. This may not yet be the time for those who would believe to believe. But like us, we know that someone somewhere was praying for us to be saved. Amen, amen, and amen again. Lord, what a wonderful time we had on this fire gospel experience. Give me God just to praise and allow my special guest, woman of God, Timlyn Atkins, and woman of God in my shine out of spotlight, Tricia Alicia, for coming in and just set such a beautiful spiritual tone on this fire gospel experience. I appreciate each and every one of you that continue to support and listen and share this fire gospel experience and be blessed by it, because this is a God-ordained, God-breathed, fire gospel experience. And I want to leave you all with one final word. Amen. To keep you, to bless you. This is from a young lady, Joni Erickson Tada. I heard this quote from a very wonderful evangelistic minister, preacher that I view regularly on YouTube, Terry K. Anderson, over at Lily Grove Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. From Joni Erickson Tada, a young lady at the age of 17 back in 1967, jumped in a river that was very shallow and broke several bones in her spine cord that left her paralyzed from the shoulders down. But this woman went on to great accomplishments, even though at later years she developed breast cancer, had to have surgery. But she says that her life was an example of regardless of the circumstances of what happens to a person's life, when God is in your life, even in her very handicapped position, she allowed God to use her to the fullest. She went on to do great accomplishments on a national level because she allowed God to use her even as she was. God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. I want to leave you all with this wonderful musical selection to bless you with. Amen and amen and amen. I'm praying that God will continue to look out for you and keep you and bless you and cover you until we shall meet again on this fire gospel experience. And then watch God do great and mighty things in your life. And then be sure and testify. Don't be ashamed. Do like the Williams singers and just press on in the beautiful name of Jesus, our Savior. Come on, Williams singers. Bless us and help us to be encouraged. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we gonna do it a little different this time. We're getting ready to go to the hood, y'all. Well, you listen here. Been working for the Lord a long time, since I was a little boy. But I can't stand here and lie to you and say that all of my days have been joy. So carefree talked about me. In fact, they've even made me cry. But through it all, y'all, I made up my mind that I keep on looking to the hills, y'all. I know I'm gonna see the sun. It gets so hard sometimes, y'all. But I'm not gonna let that bother me, y'all. Jesus is able to hold me up. Keep on letting me fall. I feel pretty good right now.
Breaking point, losing my patience and contemplating on giving up. But I gotta keep looking up, cause the God that I serve is faithful indeed. He said in his word that he'll supply all of my needs. And I believe, so I will achieve, cause I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the situation I'm facing, no need to worry, cause it ain't gonna last long. I just gotta keep believing and pressing on, pressing on. Hey,
I gotta keep that I gotta keep. Lord have mercy. Can I encourage my soul right now? Sometimes the Lord can do to make it all through. Oh Lord, my mama never said there were gonna be days like this, y'all. But if you read in your Bible, my friend Job will tell you. Scared